I used to write. I had this girl I had a crush on in elementary school. I wrote her a love letter, and it was from, I used the lyrics for, I think the group was All For One. I think that's the name of the group. I took lyrics from there, and then she called me out on it.
Hey, this one for all the ladies out there. Just like that.
I was pretty embarrassed, but she still was like really nice about it. She said, are these the lyrics from the All For One?
You send me swinging. You send me swinging.
I said, you ain't got to. You could just roll with it. You ain't got to tell me. But that's what I thought about. I was like, how rude of you to call me out on me trying to be nice to you. Don't tell me that. It's disgusting.
Cole, you stupid.
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 52. Let's go.
Yeah, we just cutting tracks, you know what I'm saying? Getting work done, you know. I'm going to shove over to high man Colin, man, so they can be happy about me having some work done. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of bullshit.
Yeah. Team full of grizzlies like that dude Zach Randolph. Yeah. I stand over you hobbits like my name Gandalf. Hand off to no one. This is Team Ego. Half of my life has been full of illegal shit. The hustle never stops. It equals time. Every second I lay a brick, I'm building my...
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Thaddeus Shade, and I have arrived back into your speakers, and I hope... And I hope you welcome me with open arms. I am here. This is Thaddeus Shade. I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout, episode 52. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be back. I'm enjoying myself. Are you enjoying yourself? Are you enjoying the Delta variant? We probably are not. The variants. You know, I only know about variants because of Loki. Now I gotta worry about it. Through viruses, man. But it's life and we're continuing. We're trying to figure it out. We try to do things to stay alive, to float, to make that cheddar bob, spend it on the things that we love and enjoy life. Because we really don't know how much time we have left, right? Because things are so strange. I'm down in AZ, and it's been the wildest monsoon season that I've been a part of. Now, I mean, I don't know how many things have to happen before somebody types in, hey, let me check out this global warming thing. Hey, global warming. I don't know, man. I've been down here for like 15 years. And the one thing that I love about AZ is I don't have to worry about where I was from. See, I was born in the east side of St. Louis. And I was raised in Kansas City all my life. From a youngin', basically what happened is I was born St. Louis and then bam, dropped off in Kansas City, right? I don't know how that all happens, but born and raised or born in St. Louis, raised in Kansas City. So I'm used to snow. From potentially, if it's really weird, it can get the end of September and it can go all the way to the end of March. Maybe sometimes in April, you might get a couple of flakes? You could get a couple of flakes. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible to get a couple of flakes, right? But, you know, here, AZ, Arizona, Phoenix, I kind of know what I'm getting my myself into, you know, and I know that it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. It's going to be really hot for 3 months. For 3 months, I will consistently have a day-to-day conversation with Lucifer himself. He will talk to me. Say, how you doing? Say, how you doing, man? I'm good. I'm here for about another 3 months. I'll keep it around 118 this year for you. I won't do too many 120s, but you'll have to do with it because that's just how I roll. I like to cook it crispy down here. You got to deal with it, right? But I really know what I'm getting myself into. It's just it's a few months of some heat, and then you got your monsoon season, right? Sometimes it rains, and most of the time it's just windy, and then you got a little big dust storm, the one you've seen from The Mummy, You remember The Mummy with Brendan Fraser? He's the mummy and it's the big dust storm in the desert, and it turns into a face, and then it swallows them, and then they go, you know, the sand, right? Sand, right? Anyway, I'm Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clap. I pay my audience well. Clap for me now. But yeah, that's really all I get. I know what I'm getting myself into. 3 months of the heat, 3 months of talking to Lucifer, and some dust storms. I'm from way worse. Ice storms, you know, salt on the ground, chains on the tires. I'm from a lot worse. Potential tornadoes. I'm from a lot worse. So being down here, you know, I worry about the sun and a little dust. But this monsoon season, like this one, it's been different. There was one, it was like four nights ago. I don't know if like Zeus and Thor were arguing, but it was just a lightning game unlike I've just never seen. Just a constant lightning, just flashing lights nonstop. The rain has been crazy. Horizontal rain. I learned that from Twister. You know, I don't know if you guys ever seen Twister. Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, one of my favorite movies, right? So it's been insane to constantly look outside and it'd be like gray. I feel like I'm in Seattle, right? I ain't even been to Seattle, but I know that Seattle's just constant rain. I think it's just constant rain. But it's been like that. Horizontal rain, heavy winds. I got a dust storm warning that's like 2 nights ago that said 80 mile per hour wind. Stay in safe, sturdy buildings. Objects could cause harm. I seen that come across and I'm like, oh shit. When it comes across, it's like, oh shit, there's, you know, an Amber Alert. I gotta look out for like a Ford Taurus that's like gray, you know, and license plate 762-9. Dude's name driving is Jimmy. He's got the kid in the back. I can look out for that. That's what I expected. But at that time it came through, it was an 80 mile per hour wind. And, you know, it's like shit. I had to see that since I was back home. And I haven't been in like an actual tornado. One hasn't landed in my area, but close. So I didn't get a chance to experience the tornado look, feel, you know, clone, spin, cows, houses inside of it. Very Wizard of Oz. I haven't experienced that. But I was close. I was really close. I think I was, I can't remember my age, but I might even talked about this before, but for the folks who don't know, I was, we have back home these big theme parks, Oceans of Fun and Worlds of Fun. If you're from Kansas City, Missouri, or, you know, Missouri in general, or even Kansas, yuck, you'll know about these places because they're fun, right? You go, right? And I remember going with my older brother. I don't know how we got there, but I was with him and we were going doing rides. I think that was like my first time being on a roller coaster. And that was like the last time. Like, so you got to understand, if you do something for the first time and it doesn't go well, that's usually the last time that you do it. So my older brother convinced me to get on what I think it was called the Timberwolf. At that time, it was called the Timberwolf. And the Timberwolf was all wooden. It's all wooden. You know what I'm saying? Like a bunch of gnomes and lumberjacks got together and put this thing together. You know? So as a young lad, I can see that this isn't what I'm supposed to be on. But He's my older brother. He's like, he's already tortured me most of my life. And he's like pumping me up to get on this. And it's not much I could do. What am I? He, you know, he had my older brother. So at the time he would have this thing where he would just punch me in the arm at the same spot. I don't know. Like, even if you like poke somebody in the same spot after so many times, it starts to hurt. But just having your older brother lay on top of you, punching your arm, and your arm go limp. You can't feel nothing. You're trying to massage it, but it don't work because it hurts more. That's what he would do to me. So I was concerned about that. I got on to the roller coaster. It's wooden. You can hear the wood. And this isn't like 2010, 15, 20 type of architect work wood. This is new structured wood, found out wood. Like, oh shit, we've been using crazy wood for about 45, 50, 60 years. So this ain't updated wood. This is 90s wood. Which you would like to think it's solid wood. It's okay wood, but this ain't 21st century wood. And you can hear all of the wood. Like, you're on a roller coaster, so you hear the tracks, you're going up and down, you hear people screaming, but you can also hear the wood kind of let you know, I might give out. And you might go over. It's like, you know, you get, it's a thing. It's a real thing. And I was terrified. So when I got off of that, I was done for. I'm not doing a roller coaster ever again. I'm done. I don't need to do it no more. And that same day, the clouds just turned. I mean, just turned gray. And I don't know if if you're from the Midwest. Midwest has a different type of gray when its storm is approaching. You know, Bill Paxton was in Twister. He would get, we got rain. And, you know, it was real gray. And my mom's was real big on when potential death tornadoes would be in the area. She wanted you to open up the windows. So you open up the windows, and then she wanted the breeze to come through. But I'm like, there's like cats and dogs flying down the street. I don't know if we should have the windows open, but she wanted the windows open. She liked the breeze. You know, it'd be like 8:30. She's watching X-Files and you just hear from the back room, y'all need to open up the window. She, you know, you had to go open up the windows. And I'm like, do you hear the sirens outside? That's a whole tornado that might potentially land. But anyway, we're inside of Worlds of Fun and all of a sudden it gets real gray. And then you hear the sirens go off. Now, if you know about twisters and tornadoes and stuff like that, you know that those sirens do the best they can, but you don't get a lot of time. There's not a lot of time from to land. Touchdown. It's like that. Touchdown. Tornadoes here. You got to hide, right? And so they hit the alarm. We're at Worlds of Fun. And the best thing they got is to take everybody in this pack theme park into the woods. That's the best that they got. It's the best. Is we're going to take everybody into the woods and you're going to be safe. Not, you know, hey, man, 100 mile per hour wind, you know, tree branch, whatever, but you're going to be safe in here. Right. And I remember just being scared and everybody else around. It's like just tons of people in these woods and everybody's panicking. I'm like, this is it. My young age, this is it. What about Power Rangers? I mean, what about Power Rangers? Is Tommy going to end up being good? Will Tommy and Kimberly end up hooking up? I will never get to see it because I'm going to die in the woods at a theme park because of a tornado. Now, luckily, the tornado did not land in our area. And we was able to leave immediately and be like, you know, I don't even think my brother even, you know, my brother's hood. You know, I don't even think he comforted me after that. I think he kind of looked down and said, nigga, you good? I guess his way of saying, I love you. What's his way of saying, I love you? Nigga, you good? Shit, I wasn't even scared, nigga. You over there shaking in your pants, nigga. Come on, nigga, let's go. Shit. But yeah, so that was the closest I've ever been. I ain't never been, you know, we had all types of tornado drills back home and school and stuff like that. But I never did, never been in part of one. Never did. But in coming here and seeing monsoon seasons, nothing. But this one's been crazy. This one's been super crazy. But I do miss y'all. I do miss y'all a lot. And I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back doing my podcast. And let's see here. Let's see. It is time for me to talk about the Eternals. I watched the Eternals trailer this morning. It's the second one. And it's a Marvel for folks who don't know. I consider myself a knockoff nerd. I'm a nerd. I'm an odd nerd because I'm not like, you know, creator of Facebook nerd. I'm not the original nerd. Like the nerd that I grew up with now owns everything and creates everything. It's the Elon Musk of the world, right? Or, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's and stuff like that, right? I am the odd one, which was, you know, I was, you know, I'm a mixture of Zach Morris and like Screech, you know? Zach Morris and Urkel, Stefan and Urkel. I'm like that. It's a good breed. Don't look as good unless the lights is low, but you got the idea, right? But I'm really big into Marvel and DC movies, TV shows, and started early into comic books when I was younger. Now, I'm not like a professional comic book guy. I can't give you the ins and out of every issue and when the story goes here. But when TV shows and shows drop, I'm locked in. And I do my research when I need to do my research. So this morning, the Eternals trailers drop, right? It's the second one. They gave you a little teaser. Now it's the second one. Let me tell you something.
If you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's been cracker they ate in my life.
And that's what Marvel has done. We were starving. And
if you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's been cracker they ate in my life.
That's what I felt about Black Widow. Basically, we were, you know, we were starving for something and Marvel was like, let's give them Black Widow. Let's get it out the way. Because Black Widow was whatever. You know, it was cool. Marvel doesn't make trash movies except Daredevil, the Ben Affleck edition. And then Elektra. Yeah, those are the only two that I can think of off rip. Now, I know there's probably some more and there's just complete trash. But off rip, those are the two that come to my mind. All right. So just, you know, so Marvel threw us Black Widow and we were.
If you're starving and somebody throw you a cracker, you're going to be like this. God damn, that's been cracker they ate in my life.
Now I feel like we're moving into theaters are now open. And now, even though we got the variant and all that shit, I don't got all that shit. But I feel like now we're moving in to a space where Marvel's about to unload. And Shang-Chi and Eternals, I cannot wait for. Now, I've already read about Shang-Chi having some reviews that are already out and they're giving it great reviews already. Because it's coming soon. It's in September. It's coming. But this Eternals trailer, it was special. Oh, it was special. Oh, it gave you, just imagine Beyonce walking up to you and it's Sunday morning. She go, here, sugar, here goes some pancakes. Right. And then Morgan Freeman comes by and he gently rubs your shoulder and say, here you go, son. Here's some orange juice. And he puts the orange juice next to the pancakes, you know, Next thing you know, Meryl Streep comes by. And she just looks at you. It's like, oh shit, that's Meryl Streep. And she lays down some salt and pepper and some eggs. That's how I felt watching the Eternals trailer. I was really, really locked in. It was really, really cool trailer. And I think it's going to be a massive win because we knew we were phase four. We knew we, and at this point, the people that we've watched 1, 2, and 3, they can no longer help. Really, honestly, at this point, things have gotten so gangster and so powerful. I mean, Captain America can only look and point and be like, somebody needs to do something about that because I just got the shield. They're shooting beams out of their eyes and then they're using stuff out of their hands. I can no longer help. Daredevil is blind and can hear just a tad better than a dog. He can no longer help. Punisher has a lot of guns. He can shoot at you. But these are celestial beams. These guys, powerful. These people can no longer help. Iron Man is cool. He can fly around. I feel like they can make Iron Man cool enough if they want to bring him back and to be involved in all of this. He can figure out some ways to at least last a half a minute. But now we are into some shit where you got to have some juice in your spine. You got to have some power. These cats, the Eternals. Ugh. Look, Winston, you good, baby? It's my homie now. You know, y'all know who Winston is. That's my Wheaton Terry. I heard him cough. When he cough, I get worried. I'll rush him down to the vet. I don't play about Winston. That's my guy. That's who I love. That's my nigga. You know, I take care of him. He get nothing but the best food anyway. But, so, the Eternals. Now, I had to, you know, I do my research. So, let's go. The Eternals are a powerful cosmic race who has existed for millennia. They look exactly like humans, but they possess superhuman abilities, branches of them by celestials. Now listen, so these guys are badass motherfuckers who got power from really badass motherfuckers, and the regular badass motherfuckers have been here for a very long time. I think they said they've been here for like 7,000 years, right? Now, I also read, and they mentioned it in the trailer. It's really cool because I had read about that they were going to answer the question about, yo, where were y'all when Thanos was smacking everybody around? So they're going to answer that. That's a big deal. And they kind of talk about it in the trailer, which is really badass and really goosebump givey, right? As a nerd, you're very excited because there's nothing like what MCU did for just movies in general. Like, they were able to take these big budgeted action movies and then make them almost soap opera like. You know, where you're watching a movie and you're waiting till the end, so everything you're watching to the movie, you're seeing things that tie into the next movie. Then you wait till the end to get like an extra clip, and then boom, they tie something else in. You're like, oh, that's such and such. They build you up, never been built up. Cause I went to watch Suicide Squad. I thought it was fantastic. And that's Suicide Squad 2. Thought it was fantastic. I enjoyed it. But which is crazy is like the bad guy in Suicide Squad, you're like, where the fuck is Superman at? Cause honestly, as big as that fucking starfish was and what he was doing, Superman should be here to handle this, sweep this on up. We can all go get some coffee at a Dunkin' Donuts. Because this shit here, this is too much for regular motherfuckers on the ground. But Superman didn't come. DC don't answer shit. DC just make a movie and say, it might be a part of this universe, or it might not. We just gonna hope that it's y'all just pay for it to see it, because we don't really know what we're doing. And James Gunn directed that, and James Gunn grabbed everybody from Guardians of the Galaxy and put them in Suicide Squad, which is badass, right? Anyway, basically anybody, not just Guardians of the Galaxy, but pretty much Marvel, he grabbed everybody and put them in Suicide Squad. And so you got the Eternals coming out. I think it's like November that it drops. I don't know the exact date, but it just looks so, so, so dope. Really, really, truly excited.
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
It's the ability for these companies, the ability, but it's really watching. So last night, me and GRC, we are watching Nine Perfect Strangers is on Hulu, and we're watching it, and you're so used to Netflix and them being able to drop everything, and then you can just dive in, because that was Nine Perfect Strangers is definitely something that would have been nuked last night. Like, we would have done for all episodes down the bank. We'd have killed it, right? But then you're going through and you're like, one episode, two episodes. Second episode, when you end, you're like, oh shit, I'm about to fire up the third one. You get to the third one, say, oh, I'm about to fire up the fourth, but there's no fourth because a lot of these streaming services, they got to keep you around because they got to compete. And the way they keep you around is to make sure they don't give you all the episodes at once. And you got to come back to the platform to go ahead and enjoy. And I'm like, man, can you just do what Netflix does? I know I don't have the discipline no more. We don't have the discipline no more. When I was growing up, I'll give you an example. I was talking about Power Rangers early. When you was watching Power Rangers, you literally would be left on a cliffhanger and you had to come back the next week. You had to be on time. So when 4 o'clock came around, Power Rangers was back on and the continuation of the Green Ranger saga was on. You had to pay attention. So I was used to the weekly thing, and it would hurt me as a kid. I was destroyed. Like, oh, I gotta wait till next week. This is bullshit. I gotta go through school and the weekend. I gotta wait till. But when it came on, I was so excited. But now I am spoiled. I want to be able to enjoy all of them. I want to have the option. Don't talk to me. I want to have the option. I want to be able to watch 6 of them and be like, yawn, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. I don't want you to force me to have to wait anymore. I don't want to be, forced into waiting to watch my shows. I want to be able to get into it. I want to be able to, I want to get to 6 or 7 episodes and be like, okay, let me slow down here. There's not a lot out right now. Let me slow down. That's what I want to be able to do. That's what I want to be able to do. But I look up, I was only able to watch 3 episodes, and 9 Perfect Strangers has Melissa McCarthy in there. And it's a nice role for her. It's a bunch of people that I know in there. No disrespect that I didn't name people's names, but because, I got to shorten this up because I was on a deep run with the Eternals and everything else. So, I didn't name names, but understand that 9 Perfect Strangers is a hell of a, I enjoyed the first 3 episodes and I'll be there weekly to enjoy. It's got like this little bit of comedy and it's got like this mystery over it. You don't really know what's going on, but you kind of feel like something eerie is going on, And I'm all in. So if you out there, and you're listening, go watch 9 Perfect Strangers.
Hey, this one for all the ladies out there. Just like that old Kanye, that college dropout Kanye. This that new workout, though. When you're in the gym and shit doing squats. Hey, we finna turn up, man. Yeah, all my girls, yeah, they know the deal. I'ma keep it 100, girl, I'ma keep it real. I'ma tell you the truth, it don't matter how you feel. First
class by my shirt coach. Never bougie, I ain't scared to hit the road. Straight up by the ashtray. At the ashtray, everybody know that boy, he got a...
That's my shit, though, man. Logic is one of those guys. Probably doesn't get enough respect. And I'm not saying that he has like these deep, deep, deep metaphor bars and it's just like Eminem where you got to go back and re-listen because you'd have missed all these nuclear drops. But my man can hop on a beat on a Harley and really ride a beat, man. He can really ride a beat. Let's go. And do you hear that sample? This song's called God Might Judge. And I just love this record, right? That sample, though. If you know what a sample is, then you like me and I love you. If you don't, you're not like me and you can't come to my bar mitzvah. You can't come to my bar mitzvah.
Hey, this one for all the ladies out there. Just like that old Kanye. That college dropout Kanye. This that new workout, though. When you're in the gym and shit doing squats. Hey, we finna turn up, man. Yeah, yeah. All my girls, yeah, they know the deal. I'ma keep it 100, girl, I'ma keep it real. I'ma tell you the truth, it don't matter how you feel. First class by my shirt coach. Never bougie, I ain't scared to hit the road. Straight up by the ashtray. At the ashtray, everybody know that boy, he got a lot of cash play. I am the youngster, not to do it my way.
Wait, go to the sample, though.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging. I wait for the day. Once we get the sway.
Throughout the rest of this time, I will be randomly playing that. So you must deal with me. Football's coming around. So last year I attacked fantasy football. My boy was like, yo, we need one more. Dude quit. We need you to hop in. Davion is my boy, Davion. I shouldn't just call him my boy like that. Like I ain't mentioned him a ton of times. So Davion's like, we need you to get into the fantasy football. We need some more people. Can you hop in with us? I was like, all right, man, I get in there. And I ain't know, I've never played fantasy football. I've never played it. And I got in there and I had to, when you're dealing with other black folks, we like to just kind of throw you in. Nobody's kind enough to give you the rules. They just, there you go. You know, like if you hear about most stories about black folks learning how to swim, and this is maybe across the board, but black folks, they parents just throw you in the water. Hope for the best. It's a way to get out of having a kid or potentially keeping one and they learned a skill, right? I unfortunately learned the hard way and thought I was able to swim and then almost drowned on my own. And now water terrifies me. But anyway, so they threw me in a fantasy football and just let me fucking drive blind. It was basically like saying, hey, Stevie Wonder, come get behind this the wheel of this diesel. And this diesel souped up, man. You're going to have a great time. And they just sent him into traffic while there is while there's a bunch of school buses on the road. So it's just like, that's what they did to me. They just threw me in. And now I'm in the fantasy football and I'm learning on the fly and I was trash. And I had Ed McCaffrey, sorry about that. And dude was injured all last season. My number one point guy, done for. So boom, fast forward to today. Now I find out, you know, we're doing it again. I've learned a lot. I've even done some research. And we're going to a Hulu. Or a Hulu. Wow. That's how much you know I want to watch that show. We're going to a Hooters. And I ain't been to a Hooters nothing but like one time in my life. And no, you know, listen, I made some jokes. Nah, listen, I make jokes. It's just jokes. I always got to put my warning out there for somebody to complain to me. But the titties ain't been the same in Hooters. I remember in the 80s and early 90s, them titties was big at Hooters. Them titties ain't the same no more. You get to the Hooters, the titties are all flat. You know, if I'm going to go to Hooters, I want some titty. Just give me a big titty, round titty. I want some Hooter titties. I want some Hooter titties. I don't want to go there and the titty be flatter than the 12-week-old soda's been open out on the counter. I want some titty. I want some round titty. Natural big titty. I don't want, you know, big titty that's plastic and Dr. Doodot then got up in there and put some titty in there. I want natural big titty. I want to go in the Hooter and say, damn, watching football and there go a titty. That's a nice titty. Let me get, I'm vegan so I can't get no wings, but give me some fries to go with the natural titty and some football. That's what I think when I go to Hooters. Y'all can't be mad at me. That's what Hooters is. Hooters is food, sports, titty. That's what it's supposed to be. Can't get mad at me. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be food, sports, and a titty. Or two. Or three. Right? So we're going there. And we're doing the draft. This, I could tell these guys are serious. They're like, there's like 40 people in this chat. I don't know, probably number like four of them. And they're intense. Be there on time. 5 o'clock. Be dressed correctly. Come wearing your team's apparel or you will not be allowed into Hooters. You must bring $100 to be allowed to play. If you're late, you're out. If you're on time, you're out. You better be early. They take this shit serious. And I got to take it serious, too. It's part of being a man is truly enjoying sports. If you're not enjoying sports, you feel kind of lessy. I'm not saying that you can't. You could be a guy and not like sports. That's cool. And you can still be the manliest of men. But it's something about getting into the sport, the football and basketball and other sports too, that just makes you feel like you can go out there and take the engine out of a car. Or you can go to the woods and you can come back with a goat on your sheep and say, here is dinner. It makes you feel like a man. Strong man. Right? So, I gotta go. I got to go to Hooters. I got to go to Hooters for the food, for the sports, and for the titty. Now I'm doing research. I'm doing research. I know who I'm going to get first. It's my first draft pick. Hopefully nobody grabs them. It's $100. I'm taking it serious. Now I got to give $100. Last time I didn't have to get no money in my pocket. It's different when you got to pull money out your pocket. You ever try to pull actual cash out your pocket and just give it to a cause for betting? I'm just putting it into a pot. It's not to better my life. It's not to pay a bill. It's not to buy food. It's not to get gas, people. It's just for me to put into a pot for a bunch of other motherfuckers that have the potential to win and take from me. That's not a fun transaction for me. But I like to do man shit. Right? So I'm going to take the bill out of my pocket and I'm going to put it on the table and they're going to take my money, put it into a pot, and then we just going to hope that I win. All my listeners, now that I'm back, I want you to put a lot of positive energy out there for me. Give me some tips and also put that juice out there and hope that I win. All right. And I hope I get the guy that I want. I hope when the draft comes, I get the, wait, what happened?
You send me swinging.
What happened?
You send me swinging.
Who am I? Thaddeus Shade? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about me for the last 20 minutes. And, you know, I don't really share a lot about me on the podcast. I do a little bit. It trickles in. So I had already told y'all that I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, right? I was born in the east side of St. Louis. I was told the story of my birth went like this. two grown people did the Humpty Hump. The Humpty Hump.
Do it, baby.
And the day that I was wanting to come onto Earth and see what was up with y'all was what happened was the pops was driving the car with my mother in the backseat. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if they were out getting a bite to eat. I don't know what was going on, but she goes into labor and pops hops behind the wheel and he drives and they end up getting a flat. Somebody didn't want me to come on Earth. Somebody was trying to stop all this awesome energy from reaching the Earth. Why would you want to do that to me? Why would you want me to potentially not be here or potentially be delivered in the back of some type of hoopty? Because I know my moms and my pops wasn't driving anything fancy. I knew I grew up, so it wasn't nothing fancy. It had to be a hoopty. I'm expecting probably some box Chevy that had one hubcap and all the interior was destroyed. That's what I'm, that's what I'm assuming, right? So then the wheel pops. Shit, I'm about to come out to Earth, but I'm about to come out into a box Chevy. It's probably 83 because they didn't get a little bit better to like 85. So it was probably 83 and it was probably a V8, but the engine was rusty and they had a hard time. You looked up, you pulled over to the side of the road because the wheel popped and the panic set in. And then the panic set in and then Pop's like, fuck it, I'm going to drive to the hospital on the wheel. This pop. And he just drove to the hospital and I was delivered. And then I'm in Kansas City. Now I talk about myself because my birthday is in 10 days, technically 11. But by the time some of you might hear it, it may be 10 days, right? So I'm talking about myself to look, I let you guys kind of know about me. But that's how I got here on Earth, right? So now I'm in Kansas City. And let me see how I can put this. I was a project kid. You know, we didn't have a lot. We actually had to deal with roaches. And those guys, they don't die easy. And you kind of learn to live with them. Give them names, talk to them, come up with little handshakes. You know, you ain't got to feed them because they'll find the food. They'll find the food. And we, at one of the spots we lived at, we had roaches and we had mouse. Mices. Is it mices? Mice? Mouse? It wasn't rats because them joints were splinter in New York. They wasn't rats. They was just mice. So it was mices or mouses? I think it's mices. And
you're crazy.
I know I am. And so I lived in like this. It's weird because I was able to go to like when I was in elementary, I was able to go to like this kind of more white school, but I would leave and be able to go be around poor black people. So the white kids that I would go be around, they didn't have the same shit was like, well, some of the white kids live in the same area that I was. So like they was poor too. So we was like, it was meth and it was weed and it was crack. So it was projects. So he was like, oh shit, there are a few white kids that live in my area too. Watch out for the crackhead. He coming up and get you. And then, you know, and then there was white, it was predominantly a lot of the white kids that was there. They didn't know nothing about that. They lived in the suburbs. They could go to the suburb happy house. I don't know how that was even happening. I don't even know how they found us a way to kind of immigrate and put us together. How they put us together. It's like, oh shit, this kid is really poor, but he somehow is able to go with, to the school with Timmy, where Timmy's going to go to the 5-bedroom house. That's nice. That's cute. Watch out, little black boy. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. You don't have enough money. And so for me, that's how I learned how both sides of the fence. That's where it started. Thomas Hart Benton, elementary school, Independence, Missouri. At one point, Independence was like the meth capital of the world. Some of the finest meth ever was to come out of Independence, Missouri. I mean, a meth lab was being busted damn near every 2 days. Potential explosions all over Independence, Missouri. It could happen at any moment. Boom. Meth lab explodes. Independence, Missouri. Real shit. And, I grew up there. Well, I didn't say I grew up there because we never really stayed in a place longer. The longest place I ever lived in was like 3 years. We moved a lot. Grandview, Raytown, Kansas City,
you know, when you ain't Kansas City, when you ain't really, you know, when everybody really, really hood, you know, ain't no more white folk, is you real nigga. You know what I mean?
And I remember when we went to, we was downtown Kansas City, and we had to stay in this studio, me and my mom. And I had two other brothers, but I think my older brother might have been at my grandpa's house, but I had to stay in this one bedroom. Or he might have been with us. I'm not for sure. It's one bedroom. But damn, this shit was bad. And I'm talking about one spotlight above the entry into the apartment complex. Like, everything around it is pitch black. Everything, you step outside of the one light bulb that's above the entry door and instantly murdered or robbed, right? That's how it felt like. It was like, oh shit, get under the light. That's the only protection, because if you step outside into the dark, nigga, give me your money. That's how it really felt, right? And so we go, and we just stand in temporary because we're looking for a place to live. So we go and we live. We're going upstairs. We're getting into the apartment, and holy shit. You remember Coming to America, when they first go into the apartment and Simi sees it, Simi's destroyed. He's like, what the fuck is this? It is like a tape outline. It's like a whole thing. Body outline is trash. That's what the studio looked like. And it was, I had never been in a studio, so everything was like right there. It was, you know, there's a needle, some Band-Aids, and then like, you know, it's just, I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it. There's a homeless person right now talking about, damn, y'all staying in there? It's like, yeah, man, we got to stay in there for the night. Shit, y'all better come get next to me, next to these trash bags out here in this street. This shit way better. It's way comfortable. Then we had to go upstairs. It was horrible, right? So I remember hearing through this, you know, I've lived around, you know, you hear gunshots, you're going to hear people screaming, you hear people fighting. That's just what it is when you grow up, where you grow up, right? So, but I remember that specific area for me being growing up in that was different. Those were different sounds. Those were scary sounds. I was like, oh shit. Hey, motherfucker. Like, oh shit. You know, you hearing, it sounded like you was hearing bats, but it wasn't bats. It's probably just like crackheads scratching on the wall and kind of whining about shit. You know, need my crack. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. I never forget that. And I moved all around the city. But I was I was a big kid and I was athletic. You know, I tried to play football one time. And I grew up without my pops. So most of the time, black men that grow up without their pops usually have a bit of a temper. And so I tried to play Pop Warner, got hit one time and realized that violence was on the list. I was like, oh shit, I need to kill this dude. And so I moved on to basketball because it was still physical, but it wasn't motherfuckers just trying to throw their whole weight into you. My mom's like, yeah, this ain't built for you. You're trying to hurt people physically and it's just a sport. It's just love. It's just sport. You shake hands afterwards. I didn't want to shake hands. I wanted to beat somebody's face in, right? And so basketball is where it was at, because I was like, oh, I can move, shake, lay up. I can shoot a jumper. It's a little, you know, people hard foul you or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you get rewarded after you hard foul. Somebody hard fouls you, you get rewarded. You go, so, oh, he hard fouled me, right? Yes, because I'll go whoop that motherfucker ass. Now I can walk to the line, bitch. I can knock down 2 free throws, bitch. And I can feel good about that. So I was, you know, play ball, man. And in middle school was the first time that I had, like, I played a little AAU, but middle school was the first that I went to Raytown Junior High, right? And that was the first time that they had started that middle school basketball, right? And so I'm playing with all my guys that I rap with and hang with, and we was fucking knuckleheads, right? We was killing everybody. And it was like 14-0. And I was a bit of a dicky dick in school, and I didn't really listen, well, I was a smart ass, of course, as you hear me do my podcast. I'm still that guy, and I was goofy. But I wasn't, I didn't really give a shit about school. Didn't really care. So it wasn't a lot of, you know, A, B's, and C's. It was a lot of D's, E's, and F's. Could you get an E? Yeah, I figured out a way to get an E. You know, but I remember failing a class, and then they didn't want me to play basketball no more. And that stung. That really stung, right? But I remember the game before I was going to be ineligible. We was killing a team. I can't remember the school, but we was killing this team. And everybody was like, yo, you need to pull up one from half court. Fuck it. You're not playing this game. Pull up from half court. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to pull up from half court. And it's the end of the game. We was killing them. Like I said, I pull up from half court. I'd be damned if I don't make it. And we were playing, we would travel to schools that were like really, really white. Not that anything's bad. Don't do that to me. I'm just trying to give you a description to the story, right? This is a very white school we're playing, and we were predominantly black. We may have had like two white cats on the team, maybe three, and everybody else is black. And we were killing this school. And then the large black kid shoots a half court shot while you up by 25. And then he hits it. You looked at those white parents. Boy, look. Look, understand. Them parents wasn't happy. It was lawsuits and Hawaiian body oil being thrown and words like circumstantial was being used. They were really upset. It was like light booze. It were kids. It was like teenagers. It was light booze. We was killing them. That wasn't something that I should have done. Because that's not good sportsmanship. But I was on my way out. So I was like, they was like, fuck it. I was like, fuck it. My coaches was with it. They was like, oh shit, he hit it. And then maybe got talking to afterwards. But I was, you know, I was bigger, almost bigger than my coach. So he probably didn't want no smoke. So It was a fun night. And then I couldn't finish the rest of the season, but we still ended up going 14-0. And I was like, now my name's on a banner at a school. Cause I didn't finish high school. High school wasn't for me, but my name's on a banner at a junior high school. And it's my government name. And I try to refrain from using the government name, but it's up there, you know, and it's when you from where I'm from, you don't, you know, it's small, but it's cool. It's like the guys who win the state championships in Texas, and they got their high school state championship football, and they got the ring, and everywhere they go, they pump. Even when they pump gas, it's like that ring finger somehow is up in the air. When they drink a Bud Light, the ring finger, look at the state championship ring. Everywhere they go, they just, you know, when they wave backhanded. Say, oh, shit, have a good day, Mick. And then you just see the ring glistening with the sun hitting it. That's how it feels. Like, oh, shit, my name is on a banner, man. It's pretty badass. And, you know, now I look up and, you know, I like to consider myself quite decently successful. I'm not successful, but I make a living off of my phone. And I do a podcast. Literally right now, I'm like, when I get done talking to y'all, which I will continue to tell more about myself in the next episode, because I think this is fun. And I got a lot of stories, by the way. A lot of stories. But I make a living off of my phone. And I'd have never thought that. Now, I am the last of a lot of people to have kids. I need to have me a kid. I need to figure out how to get wasted and just look be like, fuck it. And then that usually doesn't work out. So I probably won't do that. That's probably not like a good idea. But it's crossed my mind a few times. But that doesn't sound like the best of ideas, but it has crossed my mind a few times. But let's go with it.
Hey, this one for all the ladies out there. Just like that old Kanye. That college dropout Kanye. This that new workout though. When you in the gym and shit doing squats. Hey, we finna turn up, man.
Yeah, yeah. All my girls, yeah, they know the deal. I'ma keep it 100, girl. I'ma keep it real. I'ma tell
wait,
you.
Wait, 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 wait. Swing it. Wait.
Hey, this one for all the ladies out there.
DJ shit.
You send me swing.
Wait.
This one for all the ladies out there.
DJ Shay!
You send me swangin'. Oh, you send me swangin'.
I used to write. I had this girl I had a crush on in elementary school. I wrote her a love letter, and it was from, I used the lyrics for, I think the group was All For One. I think that's the name of the group. I took lyrics from there, and then she called me out on it.
Out there.
I was pretty embarrassed, but she still was like really nice about it. She said, are these the lyrics from the All For One?
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
I said, you ain't gotta, you could just roll with it. You ain't gotta tell me. But that's what I thought about. I was like, how rude of you to call me out on me trying to be nice to you. Don't tell me that. It's disgusting.
You send me swinging.
I just was really embarrassed. I'm out. I'm Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. Make sure you subscribe, or I'm assuming if you've already subscribed, at least share with your friends and your families. And please go check out IamThaddeusShade.com. It has all my events on there. And then I'm giving away tickets to the Day in Vegas Festival. That's on there. Go check and like put your email in there and have a chance to win those tickets. It's a 3-day pass. Ah, yes. I am ThaddeusShade.com, and this is Seasonable Clout. Like I said, rate, subscribe, share, subscribe, rate, share, subscribe, share, rate. Peace.
Yeah, we just cutting tracks, you know what I'm saying? Getting work done, you know. I'm shipping over to High Man Colin, man, so they can be happy about me having some work done, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of bullshit.
Yeah. Team full of grizzlies like that dude Zach Randolph. Yeah. I stand over you, hobbits like my name Gandalf. Hand off to no one, this is Team Ego. Half of my life has been full of illegal shit. The hustle never stops, it equals time. Yeah. Every second I lay a brick, I'm building mine. Yeah. Marble flooring, foreign drapes, nigga. Champagne and French crepes. Nigga, my future becoming my reality. Pardon me, honestly, I must speak on what be, which is not me. And frankly, I don't understand why I must muscle the industry when time flows about me like I just had a six pack. Beat zone, listening to three stacks. Banks sitting on 10 racks. Go mode, we up with our feet down. Hustle up and rebound. Fall down and get up. We throwing everything, fastballs, curveballs, and change ups. Like,
I do what I do for me. For me.
I do whatever I want to. Thaddeus Shade, go more music group. Let's go.
I do what I do for me. For me.
Yeah, yeah. See, I try to do whatever the fuck made me happy. Y'all, I don't really give a fuck. I let my balls hang to the floor. You know?
Hot shit on hot shit. Man, I got that hot shit. I spit fire, make the devil run home type hot shit. I'm fooling, I'm cooling like a block of ice. Every day is the price is right. Should have been a vampire the way I love the night. My love for money is serious. Like I might need help growing the poor. Make you want nothing but the top shelf. Look at me now. All fancy wild. Got me a backer. It got me some style. But I won't forget a few weeks ago. Had blisters on my feet from walking to the store. Damn my past, damn my past. Will the nightmares last? Will they eventually pass? I don't know, but I'ma blow this dough and make some music so my fans could lose it. Like car keys, I make art, please. Don't confuse it, I'm here to do it. Like, I do what I do for me, for me.
I do whatever I want to. Thaddeus Shade, go to my music group. Let's go.
What I do for me, for me.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, you know what? Shout out to J.E., man. The E-40 record, man, we got together. That's taking off, man. Fuck him, dog. Fuck him. Let's go, Mo.
I do what I do for me, for me.
Go, Mo.
I do what I do for me, for me.
Go, Mo.